Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning.
Let's go. Let's get up.
Get up! Get up!
I set my alarm for this.
Come! We have a show to do!
Is this every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday.
How do you do it?
How do you do it?
I'm smart. I'm talented.
I'm very talented.
And very humble.
All right, yeah, enough of the jibber-jabber.
Enough of the jibber-jabber.
Let the show begin.
It's showtime!
Well, there's still going to be a little jibber-jabber because it's kind of half of what we do.
If we don't jibber-jabber, we're in trouble.
Yeah, we got some jibber-jabbering to do here. 3 after 6, how's your allergy situation?
Dale, can you hear it?
I hear it. Can you hear it in your headphones?
I feel like I can hear it worse now that I put my headphones on.
Yeah, all stuffed up. It's bad this year.
I can't breathe.
All that yellow dust all over your car all the time.
Oh my gosh, it was everywhere on the back porch yesterday. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, listen, if you go outside and do anything, when you come in, wash yourself off real good. Wash your face, get it out of your eyebrows, your eyelashes. It's all over you. You just don't know it.
Thank God for that rain last night. I mean, I'm hoping it washed away some of it.
Be a lot of yellow puddles today. It's supposed to be rainy and stuff off and on all day today. So get ready for that.
Yay.
Also get ready for that Powerball drawing tonight. It's over a billion. It's over 500 million in a check to you if you're the winner.
I have got to make a note to go to the gas station and get me a ticket. Maybe there's no way you just can't not play.
$2 at a shot for a shot at $1 billion. Yeah, you got to do it. But yeah, that drawing is tonight. I got a lot of little nuggets to share with you today. We have tickets to give away. We have more Sam Hunt tickets to give away.
And I got an issue with bees, y'all.
Bees?
Bees, Dale.
Bees, really?
The environmentalists are going to come after me.
Are you talking about bees or wasps and hornets?
Oh, we're talking about bees.
Oh, bees.
Ooh. I ain't heard you laugh like that in a long time. If he ever singles you up.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Good morning to you. Thanks for having us on. We're glad you're there. Let me tell you about Ashton Gold real quick. Ashton lives over in Raleigh. She's 11. Cute as a button. And she has ESPN's top March Madness bracket.
No way.
True story. She's 11 years old. Her and her dad do a bracket every year. When ranking her with everyone else who's keeping a bracket, they're tracking in the U.S., she is in the 99th percentile. Her father's bracket is in the 11 millionth place. She is still intact into the Final Four.
What?
It is ESPN's top bracket. She says what she does is she watches the games and watches how the teams handle pressure and win games, and that's how she decides who goes in her bracket where.
She must be an only child or all girls in that family because that daddy's working on her hard. 11 years old.
Yes, and she has the ESPN's top bracket.
Wow. Do you get anything for that? Or just bragging rights?
Well, I don't know if they're involved in anything or not, betting-wise. Now you can do whatever you want to in North Carolina. There's all kinds of betting opportunities and options for you. Of course, she's only 11, so that limits her legally from doing anything.
Right.
But to be 11 years old and this tournament, the way it's been, how does anybody have a bracket that's still intact?
It's luck of the draw, I guess. That's wild to me. You know, I keep thinking maybe we can step up Ranch Roundup next year and do, like, prediction brackets, because you know you can follow along with us real easy, but like
that's
yeah.
a good idea. We could do that.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
So
having top what?
So it's NC State taking on Purdue Saturday at 6.
That'll be a good game.
Then Alabama and UConn. UConn will take Alabama down, I'm almost sure of it. I mean, anything can happen.
I have no guesses for that State versus Purdue. I think that's just gonna be a really good game.
I just now let's face it, and I'm not trying to make any Duke fan or heel fan mad, but everybody's a NC State fan right now.
You have to be.
You do. You have to be. Look, we were all in it at the beginning, all of us, right down to the wire, deep into the tournament. We all made it down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then this story at NC State, this is the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen. Ask any basketball analyst, and they'll tell you this is the wildest thing they've ever seen in basketball, period.
It's, yeah.
And I hope they blow it up, win it all, and I hope there's the biggest parade and party in downtown Raleigh that this state has ever seen.
Well, we'll find out Saturday how much further they're going to go.
But, man, Ashton Gold in Raleigh.
You know, originally when you said her name, I was like, wow, she has ESP? That's where I thought, I don't know what that was, but I thought you were going to tell me she's, I don't know, that you said in. No. I got it.
You're clued in now, though, right?
I'm down with it.
Cassie Ashton, it's New Country Now in the Wake Up With The Wolf Show. Called Crazy is the name of the song.
I heard I put sugar in your gas tank.
It looked like ranch dressing.
It must be the ranch dressing.
Ranch dressing.
I know, ranch dressing.
It's a fight. It's a battle. We're down to the Foodie Four. Only four left in there. John Brown's Country Store taking on Ronnie's and Little Creek Diner against the Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar. And so far, it's nothing short of a smackdown.
I'm interested. I am loading currently the numbers.
While you do that, I will remind you that you have to vote by midnight Sunday in the Foodie Four, and you have to vote on the website. Dropping comments is not a vote. We appreciate your enthusiasm. I know the business appreciates your enthusiasm for their delicious ranch dressing, but you have to go to the website at 931wolfcountry.com to actually vote.
I mean, are we going to go ahead and just say who the champion dip round is? Because these votes are screaming that two teams have given up. Two restaurants have just completely given up. It is Wednesday, people. It is crunch time, and you have given up. Little Creek's against Piedmont Aviation, 309-48.
Oh, Lord, it's a runaway.
John Brown's, 259-96 with Ronnie's Restaurant.
John Brown's has been so dead serious. They've been rocking it since the very beginning, since they were drawn initially, they went for it. Hard.
Both these people have been in the 300, 400, and 500s each week to get them down to the next one. I went ahead and guessed it was going to be Little Creek against John Brown's, and I'm sorry the other two. Y'all giving up or what? Because it looks like it to me.
You still have time, of course, to turn this around if you want.
I think we're going to go live on Facebook today and talk smack.
Okay.
I'm going to tag the restaurants in it.
All right.
So, come on, Piedmont Aviation. Dang, and I know the ranch is good there.
We've had it.
I know you got a following. Mr. Chime Time done came out, made a whole review video for you guys. You gone viral.
Last time we were there, we had to stand in a pretty long line to get our burger. I had a burger. It was good.
And Ronnie's, you guys were bucking up against the other Ronnie's. What happened to that? Where's your team?
Yeah, you're out of that now. Now you're up against the Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar. John Brown's, I got to hand it to you guys, man. You have rallied.
They're whooping up on Ronnie's. And Little Creek, you're holding strong, whooping up on Piedmont. I don't know.
Get your votes in.
Please.
931wolfcountry.com. If you're cruising the Facebook page, that first post you'll see is what they call pinned there, and you can click through there to make your vote. Because come next week, we're going to have the champion dip round.
Yeah, we're going live, and I'm going to call them out on Facebook Live.
Here's our new favorite. I love the song. My favorite new song, my favorite new artist, Zach Top. Sounds like the radio on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Well, the day I was born, and I couldn't believe.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Here we go. We're going to give away some tickets to see Sam Hunt. Shows this Friday night, Greensboro Coliseum. This Friday.
I know.
This Friday night, Greensboro Coliseum. Be fun to go out to a show on Friday, finish out the work day, get all showered up, head on out to a show.
You know what else we're going to do while we're out there?
What?
We're going to let you vote in person for the Ranch Roundup.
Ooh.
And the votes will count towards who makes it to the Jambian Dip Round. Because two teams could really use the help. Anyways, I'm excited for Sam Hunt on Friday night.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Do a name that baby quick one here.
Oh.
If you'd like. Get ready to write your answer down. Don't shout it out, Annie.
Okay, I'm going
to get this paper. If you're new to the show, we just play the word baby from a song, and you identify artist and title, the name of the song, just from hearing the word baby in the song.
I'm ready, Dale.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Name this baby.
Baby.
I have no idea.
Close your eyes. How many times have I told you? Focus. Here it is.
Baby.
Almost got it. Almost got that next syllable in there, too.
Hold on. Before we do anything, let me tell you.
Write it down.
I did it fast so you could see it.
Yep.
That's the one.
Come on.
I never stay in one place too long. A dirt road.
Yeah, name that baby for the Sam Hunt tickets. Here it is again. I thought this one was a layup, total gimme, but here it is again.
Baby.
Oh, see, I almost gave that second syllable there.
I guessed the wrong song title.
You didn't have time to write the whole thing. You had the first word right.
Oh, okay.
Baby.
See?
Okay.
Oh. See what happened. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Nikki,
talk to me. Who is that? Name that baby.
That is Baby Blue by George Strait.
It is Baby Blue by George Strait. That is right. I love that song. Congratulations, Nikki.
I do too.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay. Little under the weather, but doing okay. How are you?
Good. We are fantastic. Tried to make your day a little better with these free concert tickets to see Sam Hunt Friday night at the Greensboro Coliseum.
Thank you, Dale.
You're welcome. Hang on the line. Annie's going to pick up the phone.
93.1 The Wolf.
Lumos 100% fiber optic internet is built for the long run.
Today's top three.
Go.
So, will the North Wilkesboro Speedway rumors get snuffed out? I don't know what I was going with that. Oh, who knows? Because they decided, hey, we don't have enough time. We're closing it up. We've got a big race.
Are you telling me you don't have... you have ticked me off.
The big surprise to the crews of going through that routine inspection of seats when they found that little hole... They want to know more about it, but they know that we don't have the time because we have to get ready for that big race that's coming up. I mean, it's going to take a lot to fix that hole. And they say that they wish they could have found, but, you know, a case of moonshine or something that we really could have put the staple in it. But sometimes the mystique is a little bit more interesting than just finding the hard evidence. So we have to go by the stories we've heard. And just some common sense things that we've seen, and really, it's the myth that lives on and the history lives on is what they're looking at. And the All-Star Race is just a month away, so they got to make sure nothing gets in the way of the best show in town. I can't blame them. The show must go on, sinkhole or not.
I really wanted to know whether that was ethanol or booze or what it is.
I think it's funny because there's a little video. Like, why don't y'all just hop down there and go check it out real quick? Just take a little flashlight and go, y'all got hard hats on, go check it out. It'd be that big of a sinkhole. I'm looking at a picture of it.
That could be.
Someone fly a drone up in that mug. I feel like we could have found a quick solution, okay?
So do I.
I'm a little disappointed, but at the same time, I like that the mystique lives on, the mystery.
I wanted that mystery solved.
It's always nice when you just. Everybody can still speculate for years to come until the sinkhole sinks again.
Okay.
I thought it was really cool. You know, we got the big Toyota battery manufacturing plant. And they're making some big investments in a couple of local school districts. They donated $2 million for STEM education programs. And it's going to go to both the Randolph and Guilford County school districts. And it's part of Toyota's Driving Possibilities initiative. And it basically wants kids to get interested in science, technology, engineering, and math and steer them towards future careers in those areas.
If you have been under a rock and or you're new to town, this plant is enormous. Mm-hmm. It's the largest battery manufacturing facility, certainly in America.
Did you cut that commercial?
I don't think so.
You sounded just like it just then.
It's huge. And the number of people that's going to employ?
5,100.
They're creating a small city down there. It's going to have its own airport.
It's wild. And it's supposed to open next year. But how very, very cool of them to make that big investment in these local school districts.
Yes.
That's the STEM programs.
Awesome.
They're popping off more and more, too. But, yeah, we need more and more people in those areas of work.
Yay, Toyota.
And I'm very excited about number three to end today's top three, because if you live around here, it's Bojangles, and you love Bojangles.
Dadgum right, I do.
And they stay pretty consistent. They have the same old at Bojangles until now.
It's a Carolina classic, man.
Until now, Dale. They done added some new stuff to the menu. They're quite literally popping off.
Okay.
Bird dogs.
Tell me about the bird dogs.
Okay, first of all, 2 for $5.
Okay, 2 for I like
it's
that.
It's a brioche bun, like a
love
hot dog
it
bun.
Already.
One, and now it's not the spicy supreme that's in the middle. It's more of their home style version of the supreme. So just a chicken strip. Fresh, thick cut pickles. I can't remember if it was mayonnaise, but I know it's Carolina Gold sauce for sure.
It'll be, they won't put mayo if it's Carolina Gold.
Okay, then we'll just say Carolina Gold sauce. They, like I said, 2 for $5. They're called bird dogs. And I know for a fact they have them locally. I might or might not have hopped in the car after dinner last night and went to Bojangles to find out for myself. But wait, there's more. Bojangles now has Boberry cookies.
Oh, no.
They do not come with the icing. You have to request
no!
it.
No.
No. No, please.
Everybody's
no!
gaining weight. Everybody's gaining weight this week. Go try them. I'm telling you right now. Bussin'.
Sounds delicious. I want to go right now.
Right outside of this one church town, there's a gold.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's Dale O'Brien. It's Eddie Camp. And yes, it is time to give away some of these wonderful tickets to see Sam Hunt Friday night at the Greensboro Coliseum. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be fun. We're going to be there. If you've already won tickets, congratulations. Be sure to stop by and say hello. And he's added a whole new twist to it because you get to vote in the Ranch Roundup while you're there.
First
time we've never done that.
I also changed the name of our game we're about to play.
Did you?
It's the Sam I Am game.
Sam I Am game.
Which Sam am I?
Okay, so I'll let you explain it.
Basically, I've written out a couple of famous Sams or Samuels on a card, and Dale is going to describe them to you.
Kind of like the old $10,000 pyramid.
Yes, and if you get them right, I'll say 3 out of 6. We'll let 3 slide for Sam Hunt tickets this Friday night.
Okay. All right. I have to get 3 of the group to get it right?
Yes.
Oh, that'll be easy. I can do that.
You're a person that's playing, you got to get 3 of them.
Got to get 3 for the contestant.
Yes.
All right. So I'll be playing for you when you call. So here we go. What call are we taking?
We'll do 15 today.
Caller 15 right now at 799. Wolf going to play the Sam I Am game for these tickets to see Sam Hunt. Show's Friday night at the Greensboro Coliseum. Tickets on sale now. We look forward to seeing you there. Caller 15-799-WOLF. Let's go. It's going to be fun. I'll do a good job for you, I promise.
And we hope so.
Let your boys be country.
Okay. We will never do this game again.
I think I learned what the issue was, Dale.
What is
it? I don't think people realize literally that they all were going to start with the name Sam.
These were famous Sam. I don't know how much clearer we could have been. I'm irritated.
I know you are. I know, and you should be. I was a little irritated on my end, too. Come on, y'all. Now, the first person we had call, as soon as I heard her voice, I said, ooh, she's a little young for my Sams I made. Now, if I'm 31, if I knew these Sams, I feel like you should know them too.
The Sams had nothing to age would have had. If you don't, I don't care how old you
are. It's pop
culture. You did not know.
It's pop culture.
who those were.
Run it back, Dad. Just run it back.
I'm not going to run it back because I've already deleted it. I was so angry. Here's how the game was supposed to go. Hold up a card, please, okay. Annie. Just
here
hold
is
up a
the first card.
Card
I'm
and okay, and this was here. Here would be. I would see the card. I did not see these names before she gave them to me. So I was giving clues as to who this famous Sam is. All right, she holds up this card. Okay, it's a beer. It sells like crazy, especially once a year. Founding father of the United States. What would that be? Who would that be? Go.
Samuel Adams.
Yes. Give me another one. Okay. Throw it up there.
Here you go.
He's the lead singer of Van Halen, has a tequila brand. He lives in Mexico. Very fun guy.
Sammy Hagar.
See what I'm saying? These are all names. That
this was my favorite one. I'm surprised you didn't say what he was tired of.
Yeah, this guy is a famous actor. He's been in a million movies. He played Shaft. He always wears a little hat. Loves to play golf.
Cusses a lot.
Yeah, he cusses.
Tired of snakes on a plane.
He has the record of throwing the F-bomb more times than anybody else in the history of movies.
Samuel L. Jackson.
So anyway, that's how the game was supposed to be played. But
don't be offended if you know we're talking about you right now. Okay, your game up.
Maybe we just didn't explain good enough. Anyway. I'm sure he'll be doing this one for you on Friday night.
Got a girl from the south side, got braids in her.
Annie's very anxious to talk about bees.
Look, okay, let's be. I'm angry, I'm terrified, and I'm gonna make some people mad this morning. So, I love the bees. I know what they do for our ecosystem. Let me start off there, and I'll probably say that multiple times in case someone joins in and thinks I'm hating on bees. I'm not. Bumblebees, the cute little fuzzy butt babies, you do your thing. They ain't bothering me. We're talking carpenter bees.
Well, it's just...
Don't tell me it's nothing. It's don't.
It's just a big bumblebee.
They're a pain in my rear end, Dale. I am being tortured by these bees, and y'all can say I'm not. Someone posted on the Kernersville page just simply saying, look, I'm being chased by them in my yard. I can't enjoy the outdoors. Like, can someone help me? And people are like, you're trying to kill the bees. And I was like, wow, she's just having the same issue I am. So I said, you know what? I'm going to use my platform for this. Now, there is one carpenter bee that floats above my back porch. You could tell me it's a different one. I don't believe you. It's the same one. He's pulling the same moves every day. And then there's one in my front yard, right by my car. It's the same one, just hovering, just hanging out, just doing its thing, I guess. I don't even know what it's doing. You got all this sky, all this earth to roam and fly around it, and you right here in my little bubble that I pay for.
I can't remember whether only one of either the male or the female stings. The other one does not. I can't remember which one it is on the carpenter bee.
It's not that I'm being stung. I am being bullied by a bee. And I'm not kidding. Normally, I'm not cool with stuff flying or hovering around me, but I've let it go because I've learned that's how my back porch is, right? So I'm sitting on my porch, crisscross applesauce, repotting some plants. This thing's hovering above me. And I'm like, okay, Mr. B, I see you up there. Then he starts his swooping. Okay, he is coming for me, Dale. And I'll snap, I'll clap, I'll yee-yee. I'll do anything to get these things away from me. But all it does is torture me. I was cleaning my car out. Same day, Dale. In the front yard. And I see this little bee. He's hovering by the back end of my car. And I'm like, I see you, Mr. B. I'm going to keep doing my thing. I'm going to let you do your thing over there. There's plenty of earth for the both of us. What's he do? Swoops. Chases. I'm like, I'll go to the other side. Zing, zing. Right above me. I'm like, what have I done to you?
Maybe he's tired of your mess.
I got beef with the bees? Like, I'm supporting y'all, and you are bullying me. So, again, this has happened. This is 4 days now. I can't enjoy the beautiful weather because I am being hunted down by killer carpenter bees. and they ain't even doing nothing but...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hovering. He ain't doing nothing. And then another little bee will come around. They'll buzz together and fight and swoop. I got all this hair. The last thing I want is a bee up in it. The last thing I want is a bee to black my eye. Someone help a girl out. I ain't trying to kill them, but how do I relocate? How do I get these mugs away from me? Why are they torturing me?
She needs somebody to rehome a couple of carpenter bees.
Girl, when you call it quits, you could have done.
Wake up with a wolf show.
So I'm being bullied by a bee, a carpenter bee, two of them. They literally are bullying my life. And I just want to say that not all angels wear wings.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We had someone call, and it might have just been the answer to my very, very tearful prayers.
Yeah, hey, I heard her talking about the bees.
Yes.
I saw something on the internet the other day where a guy buys these... fake hornet's nests, and he hangs them up, and what that does is they don't like those things at all, and they won't go near it. The other thing, wasps won't go near it either. So
really? I hate a wasp, yeah, a yellow jacket. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, I've made those bee traps, and I've caught like 50 or 60 of them, but they still keep coming back.
Yeah, but it's just, I don't mind them doing their thing, but, like, I don't understand why the one is hovering above my porch and by my car. Like, I'm literally being chased and bullied by a bee.
Yeah, they're just being territorial, but I would try that. I mean, it was something where you could snap this thing and it would accordion out, and then it's got a string on it. You just hang it up at, like, the corner of your gutter or something like that.
Pal, you done hooked me up. I'm already on Amazon. I'm all over it.
Yeah. When you look at that thing, they look at it and they go, oh, there's already bees over here. And they don't like hornets. Hornets are nasty. I'm not talking yellow jackets. I'm talking hornets. And so they stay away. But I saw that on the internet. I don't know if it's true or not. I'm going to actually try it. So.
I'm about to hit order right now. I'm absolutely going to try this because I'm just trying to enjoy my back porch.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you, pal.
Uh-huh.
All right.
First of all, the bees are territorial. I'm sorry. Are they paying taxes on my land? I am territorial.
You might change your mind if they start writing checks.
And would. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The hours between 3 and 6 are definitely yours out here, pal. Thanks for paying taxes. I did get on the Google machine. I am Amazoning right now, and I have found them, and the reviews are even saying, wow, cannot believe this thing worked.
Well, I did some extensive, and I do mean extensive, research for you. The female carpenter bee can sting you, although very unlikely to do so unless you're handling them or poking your fingers into their burrows, which of course is not recommended.
The
male carpenter bees are not equipped with stingers and cannot sting you. To distinguish the difference, males have a yellow patch on their faces while the faces of females appear solid black.
You think I'm looking these bees in the face?
If it's all over you all the time.
I'm trying to fight it away. hey, I'm covering my face. I'm putting my dukes up.
Like, God, that thing just thinks you're playing. That's all that is.
You are kidding me right now.
Still a game going.
Fighting bees.
I feel like a little way back tune today.
Let's do it.
Party crowd, this is David Lee Murphy. You know the words. Let's all sing along here.
She couldn't keep from crying.
Yeah, right. Did you order your bee cure over there, the fake hornet's nest?
I've got a big card over here on Amazon that's waiting to be bought on Friday. Okay, so we're going to live with the bees till Friday.
So the guy helped you out. It's a great idea. I'll be anxious to see if that works, if that gets rid of your carpenter bees.
It better, because the review says it does.
Okay. Hold them to that guarantee. Do they guarantee it? Check and see if they guarantee it to work.
No. How you guarantee it? It's Amazon. Work. I don't know how you guarantee anything.
Save your box.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Have to send that thing back. Hey, we got more Sam Tunt tickets coming up. Just a few minutes. We'll do that about 8:50. Birthdays are on the way.
More of the Wake Up with a Wolf Show next.
All that.
Hey! Birthday time.
Welcome to the biggest birthday party around, and I hope you got your RSVP in, because if you didn't, by now it's too late. Happy birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today. First, shout out here, Peggy Shufelt of High Point, Lauren Smith of Kernersville, Jessica Davis of Roxborough is 36 today, Jessica Isley from Wentworth is 41 today. Heather Stewart of Winston-Salem celebrating. Our pal Jim Fairs of High Point celebrating today. Susan Turner of Ashboro. Kayla Parsley of Kernersville. My girl Molly Wright of Winston-Salem. Happy birthday, boo. Love you. Susan Oakley of Greensboro. And my cousin Rob Sumner having a birthday. Both my cousins back to back. Look at that. We would love to celebrate you. Birthdays are my favorite thing and my favorite time of day right here, right now. So text it in to me, 336-799-WOLF, or you can DM on Facebook at 931TheWolf. Now, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Don't rock that jukebox. 803 now. Country stars, they're just like us. You think they're not, but they are.
And they hit snafus, too. Just like when, I would say, I would consider them a king and queen of country music. But Garth and Trisha, when they went to get married, their wedding cake was basically a near disaster. They've got a new show coming out. It's a docuseries, Friends in Low Places. And they said their wedding cake was a near fail, and that it was this modest white cake with red embellishments, and they said that's the recipe that was served at our wedding. This is in the Friends in Low Places thing. They tied the knot December 2005 at their home in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It was a little private ceremony, and they exchanged the vows in front of their families. And they said, Trisha said, my mom made wedding cakes for a living when we were little kids. And she used to always make this pound cake for her wedding cakes. And she says, Garth says, I love that your mom knew what she was going to do. And she knew exactly what she wasn't going to do. And she said she was not going to bake the cake. So I guess they had someone else bake the cake. And when they did, it was a complete disaster. 77 people showed up when they told her we only needed a small, tiny cake. And the cake had burnt in the oven because the oven door would not close. And so, they overcooked it because they couldn't get the oven door to close, because it ended up being a bigger cake than what they needed, because they thought they were just going to need a small cake. And it was just this horrible thing that went down. So just a quick reminder that even people who seem like they have it all together, even all the money in the world, still cannot help you from certain disasters such as your ruined wedding cake.
And nothing tastes better than a burnt cake.
Nothing says blissful marriage like burnt cake.
There is nothing you can do to fix that. Absolutely nothing.
But
it's over. It's done. It's overdone.
Trisha does say her mom makes a killer sour cream pound cake.
Oh, I was just thinking about that.
It's a piece of history for them. And you know it's in one of her cookbooks. And you know she done mastered it, because Trisha, she could throw down in the kitchen. She the reason Gar stays girthy.
I'll tell you, I'd have to be the personal judge of that. I'd have to verify that. It'd be hard to
We're going to have to cross-reference it with Tucker's, because that right there.
That's serious.
I ain't never had a pound cake fresh out the freezer that tastes so delicious. No,
it's the ultimate. I've already told her that it's better than my mom's or my grandmother's.
Now, that's a compliment.
It is.
Because you ask any good Southern boy, he ain't never going to say somebody else is better than his mama's.
My mama's was good, but let me tell you something, man. She's mastered it. She says she's got a secret ingredient, and I think I know what it is.
Well, I've been known to write a few songs.
Today's top three.
Go.
So, the mystery of the North Wilkesboro Speedway's sinkhole. Yeah. They said that they weren't going to explore any further to find out whether or not it's going to be, you know, whether it was a sinkhole, whether it was a moonshine cave, whether it was whatever it is. They said that they just don't have the time because they've got the big race next month, the All-Star race, and they've got to make sure it's safe for people to be up there and not going to do this again, and that's their main concern, and we're just going to leave with the mystique. It's more interesting than just finding the hard evidence. Though, I did just share a reel to the Wolves Facebook page of someone that jumped down into the hole, someone working, jumped down in there and got a quick little view, and by that shot alone, it was lackluster. So I would say it was probably just a sinkhole.
It was just a sinkhole.
Now, that's not to say that this didn't happen somewhere there.
Right.
But this area, probably not. But it is fun to talk about, right? It's fun to dream.
Yeah, it's mysterious.
I really think this is cool. We've got the huge Toyota battery manufacturing plant being built. It's set to open next year. It's going to have 5,100 jobs available. That's a lot of people. Like Dale said earlier, it's going to be its own little town.
Yeah.
But they're doing some really cool stuff already ahead of being open. They made a big investment in a couple of local school districts. Yesterday, they announced a donation of $2 million for STEM education programs, and that's for Randolph and Guilford County school districts. This is all part of their Driving Possibilities initiative, and they want to get kids interested in science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM, of course, and they want to drive them towards those future careers. So I thought that was really cool of them, and shout out to them for, you know, taking care of our school districts and our kids.
Hey, Liberty is busting, man. There's a lot going to be happening down in there. Lots of infrastructure needed for something that big.
Huge. Big league.
Huge. Big league.
And then to really just put the icing on the cake for today's top three, the number three of today's top three, Bojangles don't change up a game a lot. They know what works. And they keep it going, but they added a little something new, and it's already in local Bojangles because I might or might not have checked it out last night for myself.
Mm-hmm.
They've got things called bird dogs.
Bird dogs.
You can buy them 2 for $5 or get the two in a combo with fries and a drink. Bird dogs are a brioche bun, look like a hot dog bun. You got a beautiful chicken strip in there, some pickles, and the Carolina Gold sauce. And it was smacking. And then the creme de la creme is the Bo-Berry cookies. So, like, we know the Bo-Berry biscuits are delicious, but the biscuit be too much sometimes. The cookie, it was warm. It was soft. It tasted like a Bo-Berry biscuit without all the biscuit. And you can get icing added to the top. It does not come with it, but I highly recommend adding it to the top. I did ask for it. They did not hear me. But after I ate it, I was like, oh, I'm kind of glad I didn't have the icing on top because it was too sweet. But if you like sweets and you like the Bo-Berry biscuits, my husband gave it 2 thumbs up while shoveling his in. He said, He's a big Bo-Berry guy.
A little bird dog thing. They had a sandwich a while back, a few months ago, that was sort of like that. It was like the regular chicken sandwich, only had the Carolina Gold sauce.
Yeah.
The pickles and slaw on it. It was delicious, but there's limited time. They don't have it anymore. So, yeah, I'm going to have to try one of these.
Bussin'.
Pop off, Bojangles. I love it.
Pop off.
More Sam Hunt tickets coming up. We'll do that at about 8:50 this morning for the show Friday night at the Greensboro Coliseum. Wake up with the Wolf Show. You know who Angie Harmon is? You know who that is? That ring a bell?
I don't know why, but the name kind of sounds familiar.
She's been on Law and Order, and she was on this show called Rizzoli and Isles. And, she was a model. You'd know her if you saw her. She lives in Charlotte, and she had ordered.
Oh, I do know her. Yeah, she is whatever it was, Rizzoli or Isles. Yeah.
Yes. So she was on that show, and she's been on some other stuff. She's done a lot of modeling work too. Anyway, she does live down in Charlotte, and she had ordered some food. When the delivery driver came, he got out of his car, brought the food up to the door, then shot their dog. Shot and killed their dog outside their house there in Mecklenburg County. He claimed the dog attacked him. There's no charges filed. The guy did not have any scratches or bites on him, nor were his pants torn. The driver did say that the dog attacked him while he was delivering the food to the family's home, and he was defending himself when he fired the single gunshot that killed the dog.
They've got to have some cameras. You don't get any sort of famous and not have at least a Ring doorbell camera.
I don't know, but
that's insane to me. Now, I will say, I don't mess with dogs I don't know because they're animals and I don't trust them.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen.
Immediately. Anytime I used to walk, I'm sure you remember this conversation. There were some mean dogs in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I had always, like, where could I run if that one jumped over the fence when I walked past? Because he would jump really high. So I don't trust dogs. So I get the being a little worried.
Yeah.
But to shoot somebody's dog.
Don't know.
Are you kidding me?
Right now, it's his word.
I would have just gotten in the car and messaged on DoorDash and said, yo, your dog is trying to get me or something. Like, killed? No way.
Anyway, it's his word. Evidently, there are no pictures and there are no camera shots of him leaving his car, bringing the food up, and then later getting attacked by the dog on the way back to his car.
We're going to have to investigate this. Somebody call Rizzoli and Isles.
All right. See if she's got some real investigative skills.
Yeah.
Time to turn the Wolf into our own 100,000-watt music player again.
It's so good.
Love this one. Zach Top, T.O.P., last day. Sounds like the radio on the Wolf.
Well, the day I was born, the doc couldn't believe.
All right. Take some time to mansplain some stuff here.
I will have to agree with you. This has to be mansplained.
We are about to do, Annie is calling the game, what?
Sam I Am.
Okay. These are famous people named Sam. Some variety of Sam.
Let's take this as an example. I'm holding up a card with a Sam name on it.
And I am going to try to give clues to you as to the identity of the person on the card.
So I'm holding the card, but I'll play the listener right now. So Dale, right. Here's your card.
He was the lead singer of Van Halen. He has a tequila brand. He lives in New Mexico.
Sammy Hagar.
Yes, Sammy Hagar.
They're all going to start with Sam, Sammy, Samuel.
Some version of
Sambino.
Because the reason we're doing this is because these are for tickets for Sam Hunt.
You see what we did there?
Who is at the Greensboro Coliseum on Friday night. Tickets on sale now for that show. Congrats if you've already won tickets. If you haven't and you'd like to go, maybe you'd like to play this game.
Which is a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Which Sam am I?
Right. So you call, we get you on the phone, she holds up cards, and I will describe to you with clues who this person is, and you give us the identity of the Sam on the card.
And I promise you, the four I have here, you will be able to get them. I didn't pull some random stuff. That's why we used Hagar for the example, okay?
Yeah.
I have made this so easy for you. Hagar was probably the hardest one.
All right. Here we go. Let's do it. If you would like to play this game, we would love to have you play this game.
And what call are we taking? I'll let you pick that. Here we go.
We'll go caller 20.
Caller 20 right now at 799-WOLF. Wow, caller 20. Caller 20 for the Sam Hutt tickets for the show this Friday night at the Greensboro Coliseum. Damn, I am. Famous Sam's. Famous Sam. There we go. Show. You know, we've been talking about a ranch roundup and how things are great with ranch and how you can dip almost anything in ranch. You can make great things with ranch. I came up with a few things here that I think would not be good as, with ranch as an ingredient.
Okay.
Ranch nog. No.
Dale, before you go any further, you ever been so hungry that you feel sick?
How about some ranch nog?
I have that feeling right now. And so the fact that I'm so hungry that I feel sick, and now you're going to talk about nasty things like that.
But I'm not done. The rancherita.
Dale, you stop or I'll make us a rancherita.
The ranch teeny.
You talking about liquor and ranch?
Ranch rum cake.
Again, another liquor and ranch.
And finally, ranch taffy.
I'm out. My stomach is over here growling, burning, and it's not at the sound of these things.
Let's get back to the good stuff. It is the Foodie Four. Voting is going on now. John Brown's Country Store against Ronnie's. Little Creek Diner against Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar. What's the update?
Sad. Pitiful. We already know our champion dipper at this point.
Unless something dramatic happens. And
it needs to. Yeah. It's Wednesday, people. It's time to get over the hump. I'm calling you out, Ronnie's Restaurant in Madison and Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar.
Yeah, we're actually going to give an opportunity for some on-site, in-person voting at the Sam Hunt Show this weekend at the Greensboro Coliseum.
We are. You will be able to drop your votes in for your favorite restaurant, and if you're going, you're like, well, I don't go to any of those restaurants. Well, guess what? Come by and make a decision, because apparently some of these people need help. We're about to go live, Dale. I said I was going to do it this morning. We're about to do it right now before we say goodbye. We're going to go live.
Ronnie's and Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar need some help.
Do you want to hear the numbers?
I do.
I'm embarrassed.
They're so dramatic. I've never heard it this way before.
Little Creek's against Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar and Grill. Little Creek's got 310 votes currently to Piedmont's 50.
Ouch!
Ronnie's Restaurant in Madison's against John Brown's Country Store and Grill. John Brown sitting at 260 to Ronnie's 97.
Oof. So
last week we would have called these runaways.
Yeah. Got to vote by midnight, Sunday night. You got to vote at the website at 931wolfcountry.com, with the exception of Friday night at the Greensboro Coliseum prior to the Sam Hunt Show.
Extra votes.
Yeah. Got to do it. Good luck to everybody. I never expected this big of a disparity between the finalist.
I know. Our Foodie Four still rolling. You can still get those votes in right now. 931wolfcountry.com. Tell your friends.
All right, that's it for the Wake Up of the Wolf Show. We out. Baby is coming in next. Back tomorrow with more Sam Hunt concert tickets.
And, of course, the Ranch Roundup is still underway in the Foodie Four. And we just went on Facebook Live. And we just had a real serious pep talk in the locker room.
Yeah, we sure did. Get out there and support your favorite. Got to vote by Sunday midnight at the website at 931wolfcountry.com.
If you love them, don't let them leave. Vote for them.
Tomorrow, Throwback Thursday. Ain't no telling what is going to happen tomorrow.
Dale's in a little wild on Way Back Wednesday. I think every day he could make up a way.
You're exactly right. I can.
To kick it back a little bit.
So, you know, I might do that again tomorrow. Have a little fun. And, of course, one day closer to Friday.
Woohoo!
Speaking of Friday, the Sam Hunt Show, you'll be able to vote for the first time ever in person for the Ranch Roundup.
Because we make the rules. We also may bend, stretch, and break them however we see fit. And, yes, live voting will happen at the Sam Hunt concert outside of it. So as you're walking in, drop your little vote in for one of our four restaurants.
So watch out. The Wake Up of the Wolf Show is popping off.
And you best believe I might even tell people, hey, just put one of these names down if you don't know them. So you never know how that's going to work in your favor either.
Say goodbye, Annie.
Goodbye, Annie.
Chris Lane now. It's Finding the Bar on the Wake Up of the Wolf Show.
You found a new man.
found some new friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.